Hey everybody, it's Lil Blue Mage. So this is going to be the first episode of essentially a weekly installment. Every single Monday, I'm going to ask a new question, sometimes sexy, sometimes fun, often both. And then I'll do the questions over text, and I'll also I'll be answering it over audio, and then I'll transcribe the text sort of thing. So I figured it's a way for you to get to know me better. I like talking to you all and learning about you folks. So I don't know. I thought it could be fun. So this week's question, question number one, has quarantine intensified any old or inspired any new kinks for you? And we'll start with the old and end with the new on this front. So obviously, I'm a fan of consensual non-consent. Probably a third of my library on here involves it. So it might honestly be my favorite kink. During quarantine, though, I've gotten especially fond of, specifically stalker stuff. I think it's for a couple of reasons, honestly. In quarantine, we're all cooped up, right? Well, if we're being responsible. So, of course, that's going to move CNC fantasies to the top of the list. And if I'm not going to you and I'm not inviting you over, then it's time to break in. But during quarantine, a lot of the typical rape situations disappear. There's no date rape or party drugs. Nobody's catching somebody on their way to their car after a long shift. No noticing me on your morning run, walking through the park in a tempting summer dress and deciding to do something about it. So what does that leave us with? The stalker. Perhaps someone who saw me move in a few months ago and, hello, Zelda. Can't get me out of their mind. Yeah, there's a cat. You might hear shifting noises. Someone who keeps their eyes on my windows obsessively, hoping to catch a glimpse of me walking through the rooms topless. Someone who notices how I've started leaving my balcony door open as the summer nights get hotter. So, yeah, stalker shit. It's driving me bonkers. If y'all see any cool script offers for being on the receiving end of that treatment, please let me know. Holy fuck. I haven't seen one yet, but I would lose my goddamn mind. I would die. And then
something new.
So, for context, Lil Blue Mage is allowed to have a little psychedelic as a treat every once in a while. And I got to try Molly for the first time ever back in December, and I immediately fell in love. Tried it again in January for my birthday, and I really fell in love. Both times, though, I was around platonic friends, so I didn't end up getting to play around, at all while rolling. Now, I haven't had any psychedelics in months. I think shrooms back in February was the last time. Anyways, yeah. Quarantine has made tripping hard. And I've been sitting for months on the question, how would it feel to, come while rolling? This, I think, is what's absolutely made intoxication one of my favorite kinks out of fucking nowhere. I can't help it! Involuntary or forced intoxication is also super hot because consensual non-consent kink chucking in, but I honestly love all of it. The first time I rolled, I was texting this dude from Philly at the time, and he was texting me nice stuff at the beginning of my trip, do you have water? Stop clenching your jaw, go get a piece of gum. Eventually, it escalated into, next time you're in town, are you going to snort Molly off my cock and let me use your throat? Ever since then, the thought of just getting obliterated and filthy with a partner is also at the top of the list. So, the CNC definitely isn't mandatory.